ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 3, Rishabhdev's Appearance, Text 19. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Ishamayantya Merudevyaha Patim Abhidhaya Antardade Bhagavan Sri Shuka Uvacha Itisha Mayantya Merudevyapatim Abhidhayantar Dade Bhagavan Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti nishamayantya Merudevya patim Abhidhayantar Dade Bhagavan Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti nishamayantya Merudevya patim Abhidhayantar Tade Bhagavan. Someone else can chant. Shishukubhat. Someone else can check. She shook her watch. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shuka Goswami said, Iti thus, Ishamayantya, who was listening, Merudevya, in the presence of Merudevi, Patim unto her husband. Abhidhaya, having spoken. Antardade, disappeared. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, Sri Shukadev, Shukadev Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabi, Queen Merudevi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently, she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. Can someone read the purport loudly?
Perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatniko dharman acharet. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabhi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side.
That's the advantage of the Grihastha Ashram, that gives one an opportunity to have a assistant. The wife is known as the better half, half the man's body they share. So when there's a Krishna conscious arrangement, it's auspicious. That's Grihastha. Ashram means a place for making spiritual advancement. King Nabi, of course, could perform sacrifices on a grand scale, and not only because of his opulence, but his great devotion also. And so much so that the Lord personally appears. If the sacrifice is performed correctly, then the Lord appears, just like in deity worship. If someone is performing the sacrifice, archana, deity worship, correctly, then the Lord appears and remains. If someone disrespects the archana, then the Lord leaves. He's not there. Sometimes people, demoniac persons, they want to break the idols, the deities. And they think that then this way they'll kill God. But God is not so easily killed. No one can kill God. Many have tried. So the word here is used antardade. Antardade means he disappeared. So the Lord can appear and he can disappear as he wishes. He's Swarat, he's independent. No one can control him. No one can order him. Now you must appear. He comes of his own sweet will. Sometimes one has to wait for a long time to get the darshan of the Lord. It may take some time. Mukunda Datta, one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, had offended the Lord by his too much association with Mayavadis. We have to be careful about our association. So he had associated with Mayavadis to the displeasure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master, and his spiritual master said, I don't want to see him, don't bring him here anymore. So he couldn't come to see the Lord or to be seen by the Lord. But the other devotees, being very kind-hearted, merciful, they plead on his behalf. He wants to know when they approach the Lord, when you might be able to see him again. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, after 10,000 births he can come. And the devotees were very sad when they went to tell this news to Mukunda, because they thought he might just give up his life. I mean, because Mukunda is actually a great devotee, but there was some correction needed, but still he was a great devotee. So they told him in a sad voice the news, but he began dancing in ecstasy, happily. And they were surprised. Why? You're happy? He said, yes, the Lord will see me. They were thinking it was a long time. He was thinking it's not very long at all, only 10,000 births. Then the Lord will see me. So we have to be patient. Utsaha nistayat dharyat. Dharyat means patience. If there's some delay in receiving the Lord or his mercy, I have to be patient. May take some time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ashli Shiva Padaratam Pinastumam Adarshanam Marmatam Kurotuva Yatatata Vavidada Tulampato Vatpranatas Tu Sailanapara Adarshanam. He may not give me his presence. He may not be present before me. Mama Janmani Janmanishvare, but still, my only desire is that he's my Lord and I will serve him birth after birth. So, it's the service that is our service, is our duty, not to see the Lord. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will see you. He sees everything. He knows what we're doing. So we don't have to make a show in front of him. Look what I'm doing. Here I am doing so much for you. You see? He knows everything without us telling him. He sees what we do in the morning. He sees what we do at night. He sees what we do in the daytime. He sees everything. He sees the internet that we're looking at. Don't think that there's no one watching my internet activities. He knows everything. Every moment, every thought. So we have to work on ourselves, not the internals. We want internal and external. We want both. Internal means I have to purify my own consciousness, my own activities, my own desires. And that is a formidable task in itself. But because we're following in the line of the Goshtananandis. The Goshtananandis are the merciful, the most merciful Vaishnavas who preach Krishna consciousness to save the others. Sometimes we hear about compassion, of compassionate heart. What is that compassion? Compassion means for souls, for living entities. Krishna has compassion for all souls. And the devotees, they share his compassion. They are in the same mood, paradukaduki. They don't like to see the other living entities suffer. Why? Because Krishna doesn't like to see them suffer. If Krishna wants to see them suffer, then the devotee wants to see them suffer. But sometimes it's said that the devotee is even more merciful. But the devotee doesn't say that I don't believe in hell because God could never cause such suffering. How could there be a God who forces his own children, his own parts and parcels, to suffer? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in that he's not all merciful. He can't be all compassionate then. But that's like if you see some man. And I saw this one time. A child was straying away from the parents and walking into the street, going right into the street. The mother grabbed the child and chastised the child very strongly. So someone may say, well, that mother has no compassion for the child. Just see. The child should be taken away from such a mother. Or, this is not a fit mother. No, this is the fit mother. Now, you know, we could take it the other way. If another mother sees her child walking in, you know, crawling into the street and says, give me another martini. Now that's the one that is unqualified to be the mother, not the one that stops everything. So it's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who makes elaborate arrangements to correct all the souls. He wants every soul to return to him, and there's sufficient room there, space. We're thinking, well, if we all go back, it'll be overcrowded, overpopulation. We already have 5 billion or whatever, 6 billion? 6 billion, and we think we're overpopulated here. Too many souls in the spiritual world. No. The Lord, space and time, all these things are subordinate energies of His. In the spiritual world, everything is unlimitedly manifests. So there's no shortage of space. And the Lord can expand Himself. So, just like when He was in Dvaraka, someone may try to calculate, how could there be 16,000 palaces? We know the dimensions of Dvaraka. Yeah, but Krishna is not limited by some material dimensions. And then you might say, well, I don't believe in that story, because how could one person marry 16,000 wives? And then second of all, how could he keep them satisfied? That's perhaps more difficult than marrying them. But he expanded himself into 16,108 Krishnas. Now someone might say, yes, but they're only expansions, not the original, and so the wives might not be satisfied. But when Krishna expands, there's no difference. Planary expansion means same power. Now, if you really wanted to technically examine, you could say that it's not that Krishna in Vrindavan is the original and Dvaraka is the expansion, so therefore, but there's no difference for all intents and purposes. The same Krishna. Just like Krishna says, Sarvasya Chaham Vridhi Sani Vishto Mataks Matir Gyan. I'm situated in everyone's heart as Super Soul. And Arjuna is addressing him as Govinda. O Govinda, I shall not fight. So he knows who Krishna is. And Krishna is saying, I'm in everyone's heart as Super Soul. Super Soul is, technically speaking, an expansion of Shirodakashai Vishnu. So, how could Krishna say that he is the expansion of Shirodakashai Vishnu? But he says, I'm in everyone's heart. So, we can't underestimate Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead's powers. He has all mystic powers. He can appear, he can disappear, he can save, he can be merciful, even when chastising. Putana, he sucked her very life out, but in the next instant, she was restored to her transcendental form in Goloka Vrindavan. So, was it punishment or was it mercy? He killed her. You're not supposed to kill women. There's a Vedic injunction. Even if a woman does something horrible and heinous, she's not to be killed, according to Vedic injunction. Just like a child doesn't get killed, even if the child, you know, misbehaves. So similarly, the women are not supposed to be killed, but he killed her. And she was even giving him milk from her breast. She's certainly not to be killed. But he did it. But that wasn't punishment. It was kindness. It was compassion. So the hellish planets, I think we're in the fifth canto, so there's a description, elaborate description of all the hellish planets. Don't think that God has lost his compassion because he's established so many hellish planets. It's required for correction, for rectification, for mercy. It's not forever. Now that's a speculation if they say that you'll burn in hell forever. That's going too far now. That's not a merciful. If God actually wanted the souls to burn in hell forever, especially because they make some mistake in one lifetime, let's say they get carried away with the material energy in this lifetime and they don't surrender to God fully, does it mean that they should burn in hell forever? Even I wouldn't, I'm not very compassionate, but even I wouldn't sentence anyone to that. What to speak of God, who's all merciful. So certainly he wouldn't do that. But he gives them some correction out of compassionate. What is it the father sometimes says, this hurts me more than it hurts you, when he chastises the son. So, how to bring Lord Rishabhdev or how to bring Krishna with our sacrifice? In this age, the sacrifice of having, like they did with the Brahmins chanting the mantras and the pouring oblations into the fire, is not effective. It's not effective because it's not the age for that. And the Brahmins are not available to chant the mantras perfectly. They used to have a referee, Brahmana, making sure that each syllable was chanted correctly. And if one syllable was off, then it would be a different result. So we can't do that. It's not the process for this age. The process for this age is Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanam. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasdeva, Nasdeva, Nasdeva. Gatiranyata. There's no other way but the chanting of the holy names, chanting of the holy names, chanting of the holy names of the Lord in the age of Kali. So that should be our primary focus. The other things should also be done, just like renunciation, vairagya vidyanija bhakti yogam, and archanam, deity worship, and so many activities, raising children for Krishna's pleasure, that's also very important service. I was reading a letter Prabhupada wrote to one of his female disciples. He said, if deity worship interferes with your taking care of the child, then just take care of the child. So, because that's the whole purpose of Grihastha Ashram, is the fruit of that relationship is raising Krishna conscious children and offering them to Krishna. This is our offering to you. Then, dharma virudha bhuteshu kamosmi paratarshva. Then, the indulgence, the conjugation of sex is fully Krishna conscious. If it's for any other purpose, it's not Krishna conscious at all. So, Grihastha Ashram is a great sacrifice. And Krishna will appear to Grihasthas, as he's appeared here. And he'll appear to Brahmacharis. Everyone should perform their duties according to their varna and their ashram. And at the same time, what is the duty? Sanatana Dharma. The duty is to serve Krishna. That's the duty of my ashram. That's the duty of my varna. And the spiritual master guides the disciple how to do that. Without the spiritual master's guidance, we'll become carried away by Harsha and Shoka. Harsha means happiness. Happiness we take as happiness when there's an opportunity for my sense gratification. That we consider to be happiness. And we'll be carried away with that. Here's a good opportunity for sense gratification. Let me exploit it to the hilt. No. Then you can't practice yoga. Yuktahara viharasya yukta svapna yukta chestasya karmasu yukta svapna avabodasya yogo bhavati dukaha. Can't perform yoga if you sleep too much, eat too much, have mate too much, defend too much. No, just regulate it. And Shoka, one should not be overwhelmed in lamentation. When there's some cause for lamentation, things aren't going the way I would like them to go, I shouldn't be depressed and... No, just I should intensify my remembrance of Krishna. And then the depression will go away. I think we all have experience of that. If we don't, if we just plunge into despair, that's also forgetting Krishna. We're thinking, I'm in so much despair, things are so bad, even Krishna can't solve it. That's an offensive mentality. What do you mean Krishna can't solve your... Krishna can't solve your little problems? How big are your problems? Wow, I'm in debt, $4,000. Or $40,000. But Sarvalokamaheshvaram. Of course, we should be careful about debt. I'm not suggesting we just run up the debt and say, well, Krishna will take care of it. But even if we're in such a difficult circumstance, it doesn't mean that Krishna can't solve it. But what Krishna is looking for is this person going to take this circumstance to surrender to me more, or plunge themselves into ignorance with an excuse for more sense gratification? Oh, I'm in so much despair now. No one cares about me. I'm going to go and drink and drown my sorrows. No, then now I'm plunging more into Maya. But if I surrender more to Krishna, let me chant more. Let me hear more. Let me be more attentive. Let me give up my distractions. Let me not forget Krishna. Ah, then Krishna is pleased. Yayatamam prapadyate tangstataiva bhajam. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. That's what Krishna wants. That's why he put you in distress, so that you will surrender more, not less. So everyone should be happy in devotional service, sukham kartamavyam. But if sometimes we feel unhappiness, then it means we're not performing devotional service adamantly. As much tivrena bhakti yogena. Tivrena means very strenuously. Tivrena bhakti yogena, very intensely. It means we're not performing it intensely enough. So we should intensify. That's what Krishna wants. Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govindavanayam. Even a moment's separation appears like 12 years or more. That's intensity. The gopis are criticizing Brahma for creating eyelids that blink so they can't see Krishna during that split moment. That's intensity. So we have our examples to emulate. Thank you very much for your attention. If there's any questions, we can entertain. Yes?
You mentioned about Goloka, and some people worried about if it's like being overpopulated eventually. I have a question a little bit along those lines. If some jiva is originally from their Ishtadev is elsewhere other than Goloka Vrindavan, but their spiritual practice and their meditation is on Goloka Vrindavan and on Krishna and his leelas and the gopis, and then if they spend their life like that, in that mood, are they promoted to Goloka Vrindavan, or if they're from elsewhere in the spiritual world, do they go there?
It's up to Krishna and the devotee. Krishna can make all arrangements according to their desires and according to... Because Krishna wants to please his devotees, and the devotees want to please Krishna. So he makes all the arrangements. He's got unlimited space in Goloka for them. He's got unlimited space in Vaikunthas, many different types of Vaikunthas to accommodate different forms of the Lord, different features, different flavors. Unlimited, as we have so many flavors, you can live in Chicago or you can live in Honolulu, according to your interest, according to your desire. And within Chicago, you can live in the top of a skyscraper, or you can live in some other place. So there's all different, we have unlimited flavors here even. And we see even the type of bodies, some living entities are happy to be in germ bodies. They're just so excited to be a germ and just get right into their eating and mating in their own way and their defense. They're just completely absorbed in it, happy. So if that's going on here, unlimited living entities are satisfied with the arrangements the Lord has made in the material world, just imagine how many quintillion times more blissful it would be in the spiritual world, where Krishna is personally taking care of all the service. Krishna will give you full capacity. Whatever you're longing for in service, what is it? First desire, first deserve, then desire. So sometimes we may have a big desire. I want to, you know, do this big service. That's very nice. Now become qualified. Then Krishna will allow you. Maybe you're not qualified yet. Maybe you'll make a mess of things if you got the opportunity. So, but purify yourself in the meantime. The desire is nice. And if Krishna wants, we can present our desire before Krishna, but it's up to him to decide how he wants to proceed. And because we're supposed to be servants, we do it the way he wants. If he says, you want to do so many big things, but can you just clean this floor? He says, I want to do big things. What is cleaning the floor? A cleaning floor for Krishna is also a big thing. It's not a small thing. Don't think anything is small. Prabhupada told us once that if a flower is thrown on the altar and there was one ant on that flower and he crawls off the flower and he kisses the feet of Krishna, he's as good as the pujari. It's absolute. So everything is, it's absolute. There's no difference in a material sense between serving in Goloka or serving here in Chicago. This is Goloka Vrindavan. That's why we have these temples. They are Goloka Vrindavan. We should be so thankful that this temple is here. This is an embassy of Goloka, of Vaikuntha. Okay, there was another question here somewhere. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for being here. My question is, you mentioned intensity, and I wondered you, if you wouldn't mind, to elaborate on that, specifically in the context of doership mentality.
In which mentality?
When you talked about intensifying. So I wanted you to talk about that, please, if you would.
In regards to which mentality?
Doership mentality.
What?
There's.
I am a doer.
Doership. Oh, I've never heard that word used before. Okay. Intensity. That I should be intense, but I should not think I'm the doer. Is that the idea? Yes. Yes, when we think we're the doer, we may be very intense because we're thinking, I'll enjoy. I'm doing it, and I'll take the results for this. I'll take the credit. I'll take the credit, or I'll take the fruit, or I'll enjoy doing it, all these things. But Krishna says, no. Karmane vadikaras te ma paleshu kadachana. karma phala hetur bhur. You're not supposed to be attached to thinking of the doer or giving up your service because you're not the doer, so I'm not going to do it. But we have to develop the mood of a faithful servant that just wants to please his master. And he's very intense in doing that. If the master says, please do something, he takes it as his life and soul. Or the spiritual master, we can't imagine what Krishna wants me to do. So the spiritual master is the external representation of Super Soul to inform us, because most of us are not able to decipher what Super Soul is telling us to do. We don't have the right interface. So the interface is the spiritual master. And he transmits, he translates and transmits what the Super Soul wants us to do. That's his special qualification. So he'll tell us, yes, Krishna wants you to do this, Krishna wants you to do that. And then we should plunge into that with all enthusiasm and as intensely as we can. But that intensity should be just like if someone thinks, I'll just stay out and distribute all day, all night. Oh, that's not the recommendation. There's a time for distributing, there's a time for chanting, there's a time for resting, there's a time for honoring prasadam. We can't make up a process. Okay? Any other? Okay.
Especially in the context of disciples of Srila Prabhupada, such as yourself, you may have been given a service, maybe you not even received any personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada, but he had a whole maybe system set up and you were following instructions under the system, you know, your temple president or whatever it may be. How, as you go through your life, does that unfold, that I'm carrying out the instruction that of my spiritual master?
Well, yes, if we have some specific instruction, then that's Prabhudatta Desh, and we take that. If we don't have some specific instruction, then we have all of his general instructions, which are also specific. We may have to take some help from senior advanced devotees to help guide us how to extract the specifics that are appropriate to me. It's like one time I got a letter from Srila Prabhupada, and I was temple president, and he said, so be in touch with such and such devotee. He was the GBC. He said he's guiding you all. He said, so basically Prabhupada was delegating the direction for my service for me to take guidance from the governing body commissioner for that area. And that was it. Now if I said, well, wait a minute, does this mean I'm getting relegated to a lower, you know, Prabhupada doesn't want to deal with me directly, I'm not, whatever, I could speculate so many things. But if I just enthusiastically take it, oh, this is a great opportunity. Now I have someone even closer and more accessible to guide me. And it's the same as Prabhupada guiding me. Perfect. That's the magic. That's the miracle of disciplic succession. You don't need to try to become a direct disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or of Lord Brahma. Or for those who didn't get direct initiation from Srila Prabhupada, because he set up a transmission system. He didn't set it up, Krishna set it up. But he's continuing it, so therefore there's no problem. Maybe one more question and then we'll... Yes?
Say that a devotee's spiritual master asks them to do something that they're not willing to do, that they're not surrendered enough to do. Is that and they feel like, oh, I'm not ready for that, or I can't do that, and then is that like going to have a lot of bad repercussions, or is just okay, that's just where they're at, and okay, fine.
I think we're all in that situation. Who's not in that situation? Are we doing everything that our spiritual master wants us to do? We're not. So don't be surprised. But we keep trying. We keep trying and begging, being thankful to Krishna and the spiritual master for tolerating us, that I'm so slow, that I'm not doing, I'm so stubborn, I'm so adamantly opposed to carrying out the orders, but still, you're so kindly, you keep me here, let me keep trying my best, and I'll try to improve. That has to be the bottom line is, am I trying to improve? If I don't care about improving, if I don't mind the state I'm in, and I don't even mind if it deteriorates, then that's not pleasing to the spiritual master or to Krishna. But if I'm sincerely trying to improve, then no matter how degraded I am at present, there's still hope. Hope against hope.
I was kind of thinking more along the lines of a specific instruction, like I want you to go to Australia, and I don't like Australia, I like America, or something like that.
Yeah, same thing applies. Whether it's, I'd like you to get up for Mangalarti, or I'd like you to chant 16 attentive rounds, or I'd like you to follow the four regulative principles, they're all the same. All absolute. Go to Australia, whatever it may be. Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.